Over 5 million people play football in the USA. And here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated, is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 Yards of Football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 Yards of Football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. This morning is my college football team preview. It's the mighty, I'm going to say it one time, the mighty USC Trojans. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Today, we're going to talk about the Trojans. And I guess everybody, as I get ready to do this video, and I break down the Trojans, it's good that USC hired Lincoln Riley, because when USC football is good, I'm sorry, the nation of college football is good. Even though we down here in the, I want to say the South, where we broadcasting from Georgia, but I'm going to tell you this, me growing up as a kid in Memphis, Tennessee, the 901, from Memphis, Tennessee, following college football, in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the West Coast, the Trojans were one of my teams, baby. And you go back to the 60s, Willie Brown, Hal Bledsoe, Bill Fisk, Mike Battle, Earl McCullough, Bob Chandler, the young man who brought my life, made me have chill bumps at 7 years old. When he broke that 64-yard run in a national television game on ABC, that young man from Galileo High School by the name of O.J. Simpson. Then you had the 70s, a team that came down here to Birmingham, which is 2 hours away from where I'm at, and punished Brad Bryant and had that backfield of Sam, the Bam Cunningham, Clarence Smooth Hands Davis, and a young man out of Harrisburg, Virginia, Jimmy Jones, Pennsylvania, I'm sorry. Same hometown as Michael Parsons. Then the 70s, the great teams of the 1972, 1973, 74, Anthony Davis, San Fernando, California, Lynn Swan from the San Francisco area, Richard Batman Wood from New Jersey, by way of New York, J.K. McKay, Charles Tree Young, the brilliant Pat Hayden, Marvin Cobb, Charles Phillips, Willie Hall, and then in the 80s when I was at the University of Arkansas, and that great teams of the 80s they had. Think about it. Watching college football from 78, 82 when I was in school. Paul McDonald, Anthony Munoz, Chip Banks, Ronnie Lott, Dennis Smith, Jeff Fisher, Roy Foster Jr., Bruce Matthews, Clay Matthews Jr., Rodney Pete, Johnny Morton, Jason Sehorn, Keyshawn Johnson. I'm sorry. USC football is back. Then you had in the 2000s, Reggie Bush, Landale White, Matt Leinart, Sean Cody, Keith Rivers, Patrick Turner from the 615 Nashville, Clay Matthews Jr., Ray Maluga, Brad Cushing, Winston Justin, Steve Smith, from Atlanta Falcon, great Sam Baker. Oh, yeah. When USC football is slamming, Hey, man. Boy, 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 special. Let's talk about the team preview. Let's talk about your coach, Lincoln Riley. A lot of people are upset because he left Oklahoma, and they say he took the easiest way out. He took the job simply because he didn't want to come to Oklahoma and face that smoke down there in the SEC with Texas. But Lincoln Riley's a grown man. He saw something when they came hollering with the money. He saw something that he could be famous. He could be Hollywood out there in L.A., South Central, the city of Compton. He following what Shaquille O'Neal done. He following what Kobe Bryant done. He following what Magic Johnson done. He following what LeBron James done. He's following what Matthew Stafford done. Odell Beckham Jr. See, ain't no place like L.A. And then you able to buy a $17.2 million mansion? Then you got another house? You are a rock star. You are a rock star as the head football coach at USC. And the thing that I don't understand, I heard something such as, well, he's kind of overrated as a coach. And I say to myself, well, he's been to 3 college football playoff appearances. He's had 2 Heisman Trophy winners, Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, both of them overall number one picks. See what is going to happen. The SEC, Alabama, Georgia, the Big Ten, Ohio State. In the next couple of years, you better take notice. Because Lincoln Riley out of the Lubbock, Texas, by way of Texas Tech, he's coming. Now let's talk about his football team. Let's talk about the offensive side of the ball. He's got Caleb Williams. I know we talk about Bryce Young, and we talk about C.J. Stroud as potential first-round picks. And we talk about Will Levis that we did last week here on One of the Yards Football. We was going to do Tyler Van Dyke today, but Mr. Daniel Kelly was feeling ill. And we talk about all these great quarterbacks. But Caleb Williams is a sophomore. He might be the best quarterback in the country. See, when you are that man, and you that man, you took the job from a guy named Spencer Rattler, who boasts to be the first player taken in last year's 2022 NFL draft. And you ran him off and took his job. Now he's down in South Carolina. You're a bad man. You had 1,912 yards passing, 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. You had 442 yards rushing. You averaged 5.6 yards a carry. But see, what I'm scared of, you the baddest dual threat quarterback that might be playing college football right now. Then you look at that tradition at SC, who then had on the center. Steve Sogi, Paul McDonald, Vince Evans, Jimmy Jones, Carson Palmer, Matt Leinart, 2 Heisman Trophy winners. And I'm going to tell you this, make no bones, you the baddest guy that's came on campus. It ain't even close. And you out of the D.C. area. How ironic. They balling like that up in D.C.? And I guarantee you this, USC offense averaged 31 points a game last year. That's not going to happen no more. It's not going to happen no. No, SC offense, yes, averaged 30. It's not going to happen no more. The numbers are going to go up. And think about what Caleb Williams has got now coming with him. Jordan Addison, who was the best receiver in the country last year, the Belichick Call for the winner. He was down there catching the ball from pretty boy Kenny Pickett, who is a first-round pick in this year's draft. And Mr. Addison, 17 touchdowns, 1,593 yards receiving. Then Mr. Williams is bringing his best friend Mario from Oklahoma, who transferred. I was reading a Pro Football Weekly profile on Mr. Williams. Last year at Oklahoma, this kid had 30 catchable balls that he didn't drop. Then you got Travis Dye, who was out there balling with Oregon last year, had 1,271 yards rushing, 1,271 yards, 17 touchdowns. He decided he wants to come back home and play at SC. He saw that tailback tradition. Charles White, Mike Garrett, Marcus Allen, O.J. Simpson, Reggie Bush, Lendale White, tailback you. Then I mentioned the two receivers, right? And I'm talking about the SC offense. Then I got to talk about it's an emerging star that said in spring practice that he was emerging. And when it's all said and done, he might be the best football player and the best receiver on the team. Now think about, I've already mentioned that Mr. Williams already had Mario Williams that he brought from Oklahoma. And he's got Jordan Addison that's coming from Pitt that's going to be part of the receiving corps. Well, this young man had 21 catches last year, played at Colorado for 299 yards. He's 6'3", 205. And they say he run like a deer. And the pedigree and the blood he has is going to make him special. And he chose SC because he believed in Lincoln Riley. And he believed in what this great school and organization has done in the history of college football. And they said he was balling in spring practice. His father ended up being the greatest receiver in the National Football League. I keep telling y'all, see, the blood in Mississippi runs, not only from Mississippi, runs to California, Colorado, all over this country. His name is Jerry Rice, the receiver I'm talking about all time. And his son, Brendan Rice, is part of that receiving corps that SC is going to unleash under Caleb Williams. Then hold up now. Everybody's saying, can SC turn it around in 1 year? Their defense is going to be a problem. They gave up 8 points last year, and they had 5 games where teams scored 30 points on them. Well, I saw what they got in the transfer portal, and I think they got some good players out of the transfer portal that's going to improve their defense. Alex Grinch is a very good defensive coordinator. Look what he did to Oakland and Lincoln Riley, national commander in L.A. Well, they went out and got Sean Lee in the transfer portal. Out of the University of Alabama, they got Romello Hyatt out of War Eagle, University of Texas. And they got Mikael Blackman, who was one of the best corners out of Colorado last year, who people saying that his skills on that level, maybe a little bit of Ronnie Lott, a little bit of Adoree Jackson. He's got a little bit of him. He's going to be on the defensive side of the ball. And remember this, Corey Foreman was one of the top 3 players in the country last year at the DN position. Didn't play well up and down, but think about, you got Lincoln Riley, you got Alex Grinch coming on as a D coordinator. And think about this, they did turn Nick Martino and Pion Winfrey into draft picks in the second round. So think about what Mr. Grinch is going to do with Corey Foreman. I'm not saying USC defense is not going to be top 10 level of the University of Georgia, who was outstanding defensive last year. But I promise you, they're not going to give up 28 points a game in the Pac-12. And you think about what this team has now. Then they got Ernie Gentry, an outstanding player. They got Xavier Alfred, another great player on the defensive side of the ball. Lincoln Riley and that offense going to go to another level in the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. Now, the Coliseum sits over 100,000. And you know, spring break, it's nice out there in Hollywood, L.A., And the thing that stuck out to my mind while Lincoln Riley was going to have Boomer Sooma coming west, they had 35,000 people at their spring game, the most ever in school history. So the anticipation, the expectations, it's going to go to another level. And boy, they got a quarterback, Caleb Williams, that could be the best player in the country. So Oregon, Stanford, Utah, Washington, Washington State, y'all don't know this right now, baby. Arizona and Arizona State, y'all don't know this. And the national landscape, while you arguing down here in the SEC, you, Nick Saban, and Jimbo Fisher over recruiting in this NIL, and I'm going to throw you in there, Kirby Smart. You won a national championship at Georgia. That's why you still working so hard. To you, Brian Kelly at LSU. To you, Billy Napier at Florida. To you, Ryan Day at the Ohio State. To you, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. You better believe all these coaches I mentioned, they watching the young man out there in Lubbock, Texas, by way of Texas Tech. Lincoln Riley is going to have it off the kizzer, off the change in L.A. South Central, the city of Compton, California, we know how to party. Rock Hudson, John Wayne, John Singleton, Steven Spielberg, LeBron James, too. The SC football program is going to go up, and they're going to be an outstanding team offensively. And if they line of scrimmage can improve a tad, under offensive line coach John Henson, who they brought over from Texas A&M, Mr. Riley stole him from Jimbo. Why you arguing, Jimbo Fisher? You better be watching your coaches. And then Alice Grinch is one of the outstanding defensive minds. And I'm going to repeat it one more time. SC has got Caleb Williams. He put Spencer Rattler on the bench. And Oklahoma went to another level offensively. Caleb Williams, 1,912 yards passing, 21 touchdowns, only 4 INTs, 442 yards passing. And you want to know how special the kid is? All you college football fans, do me a favor. Go back and watch the rivalry game Oklahoma had against Oklahoma State. He was sacked, Mr. Williams, I want to say a ridiculous number of times in that game. He had like 36 yards rushing on 19 carries, but he had 252 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Oklahoma got behind big in that game. But go back and look in that fourth quarter. That young man was the best player on the field. And he had a ridiculous 56-yard and 60-yard scramble. He's ready for showtime. And I'm not even really a Boomer Sooner fan because I have cousins from Oklahoma, Chris Turner, Bryce Turner, Brent Turner, their uncle Opie Turner. They give me a hard time because they say Boomer Sooner. And boy, they were sick when Caleb Williams left along with Lincoln Riley. But SC has got a real good football team. And I expect, I wouldn't be surprised that they win the Pac-12 this year. We're going to find out a lot about them against Stanford in the second game of the year. And I'm going to tell you this, if they handle Stanford in a way that they can bring some national attention, people peeking over there, better watch out for him this year. Lincoln Riley, let me say it one more time. 3 college football playoff appearances, 2 Heisman Trophy winners that he and coach in Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield. rocking in a $17.2 million mansion in L.A., he's a rock star, baby. Rock Hudson, John Wayne. All the way live, baby. So if you like the video, there's me doing the team preview on the USC Trojans. Please come in and share. Thank you to my